Chapter 2. The World of Modes and Why They Matter. My stepson, Hanuman, went on a vacation with a girlfriend some years ago. A longtime musician and songwriter, he was accustomed to bringing a guitar along on trips to take advantage of the open time when inspirations might come. His smallish travel guitar, a bit beaten up, has never been a problem. It's fitted into overhead luggage compartments wherever Hanuman has gone in the world. He once took it to India and back. But this one time, a guy at airport security refused to let him take it through, saying, "The rules don't allow it. You'll have to check your guitar as baggage." A recipe for disaster since the guitar had no case. Hanuman tried to explain that he'd always been able to take it aboard and store it in the overhead with no problem, but the guy wouldn't budge. This triggered a rebellious streak in Hanuman and the two locked horns. Neither of them would give in, and their encounter spiraled downward. Hanuman was angered by how the security guard was fixed in his attitudes and couldn't be open to considering other possibilities. But Hanuman, too, was feeling so reactive that he couldn't either. Just at the low point, his girlfriend stepped in, and with utter calm and lots of charm, politely said to the security guard, "I have a suggestion. How about if we take the guitar to the gate and ask them if we can take it on board? If not, we'll check it." Completely disarmed, the guard responded, "Well, I guess that would be all right." They got the guitar on board and stowed with no problems. I asked Hanuman what he had taken away with him from that encounter. He said he was amazed that in the grip of his reactivity, he'd seen absolutely no solutions, and how his girlfriend had seen right through the conflict to a simple answer, coming up with a creative alternative. The critical difference lay in the mode from which each person was operating. If 10 different people confront the same difficulty, you'll see 10 different responses. How we react to any given situation depends on our outlooks, our attitudes and assumptions, and our emotional habits, our modes. Our mode of the moment.